Hello and welcome to Letters to Myself, a podcast where we get real, we heal, we smile, laugh, and cry. My name is Imani Ricks, and I use my 23 years of life experience as a human to dig deep into my personal complex issues and find healthy solutions for others. Thank you for joining me today, and today's topic is discipline. This morning at 4 o'clock, something was put on my heart heavy by the Lord, and it was discipline. When I hear the word discipline, I immediately give a negative eye roll. Growing up, discipline is what adults want you to do and how they said do it. But now that I'm 23 years old, I have learned that it is something that I struggle with in many areas of my life. Areas being schoolwork, housework, working out, and it's not until I become stressed with what's going on around me that I feel like I need discipline. And then I get back into the routine of what I was doing before because I haven't committed to wanting better for myself. And in my opinion, discipline and self-care goes hand in hand. Because how can you say you want better for yourself, but you aren't taking the actions that's needed to do so? And I know that the life that I want for myself and my kids, but I can't set dreams and goals if I'm not being disciplined. And it's defined as to train oneself to do something in a controlled and habitual way. And it is doing something no matter what your emotional state is. You have to commit once and then do it every single day, getting it into a systematic order. And when I'm looking at it in a positive light, I'm thinking to myself, like, okay, we can do this. But I had to look and see what ways can I start to become more disciplined. Because on this journey of being disciplined, I know that it is not something that is easy. And of course, it is something that is easier said than done. And when I was journaling this morning, I was thinking about the ways, like, I'm gonna start. And that's by trying to get into bed every night by 10 o'clock. I have my kids in the bed by 9, so there is no reason I should still be up at 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, wasting time, and then they wake up at 7, and now I'm tired. And I'm just like, okay, I can't get nothing done because all I want is a nap. So that's my first thing that's on my list. Second, I want to start trying to work out at least 30 minutes a day. And I did just have a baby a year ago, but I said I was going to give myself a year of grace. He just turned 1 on Wednesday. So with that being said, there's no reason, you know, I should still be giving myself grace. No, I'm not saying I'm going to bash myself in, but I do need to start doing something. And that's why I said just starting 30 minutes a day, moving around. That way my toddler, she can just have this burst of energy and get out whatever energy she needs to get out. And we, you know, doing this together. My next thing on my list is starting self-care. I have let myself go, and sometimes I go look in the mirror and I'm just like, you're crusty and you're dusty. And I have to be honest with myself about what is going on with me and have to be real. So a part of me being real is that first I acknowledge that something's wrong, but now this is where that discipline is going to come into play. I'm going to take whatever necessary time that is needed to do my self-care and make sure I'm doing it every day, not missing a day. I don't care how tired I am. I'm going to be like, okay, Imani, you need this for you. You don't like how you look? You don't like being crusty and dusty? Okay, let's do it. And it may sound like what I just said, those things were a lot, but the way that I'm going to manage it is by putting it into a schedule. So that way I'm not feeling like I'm bombarding myself with a lot of things that needs to be taken care of. And with me knowing that there are things that's going to have a deadline because it's in a schedule, I'm going to get it done because it's going to help me make sure that I am completing all of my tasks on my list. But I want you to ask yourself, Do you know how much of a difference you will make in 6 months if you just start today? What's getting in the way of you winning? On that note, I'm going to end this episode right here. Until tomorrow, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Letters to Myself. If you are in the mood to share, send this over to a friend, and please subscribe for more content.